This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times Daily Briefing for Saturday, the 27th of April. The King will return to public duties next week after Buckingham Palace announced that his doctors were very encouraged by the progress of his cancer treatment. In what will be his first full public engagement since his diagnosis was announced more than 2 months ago, the King and Queen will visit a cancer treatment centre. Buckingham Palace also confirmed the state visit to Britain of the Emperor and Empress of Japan will go ahead at the end of June, a month that also takes in the King's official birthday celebrations, as well as a service of commemoration to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Sarah Hewson is the Royal Editor at Talk TV.
It's around 12 weeks now since that diagnosis was made public. The first engagement in the diary next week, where he and the Queen will visit a cancer treatment centre. They'll be meeting medical staff, they'll be meeting patients, and really trying to raise awareness about cancer research and cancer treatment. A very powerful and poignant first engagement.
The United States has outlined details of a $6 billion package of military aid for Ukraine. It's part of a $61 billion aid bill signed into law by the US President Joe Biden last Wednesday. The procured equipment includes interceptor missiles and anti-drone systems, but does not include new Patriot air defense batteries, something Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says is vital to protect cities from Russian attack. The US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the focus should now be on helping Ukraine develop an effective missile defense system.
I would caution us all in terms of making Patriot the silver bullet. I would say that it's gonna be the integrated air and missile defense, as we've said so many times before, that really turns a tide. And so there are other capabilities that they need that we really pushed hard to get, and we may be able to get to the Ukrainians a bit faster.
The former Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, has urged protesters on American college campuses to be even-handed. Hundreds of people have been arrested at more than 40 campuses across the country amid protests in support of Palestinians in Gaza. But Ms. Pelosi says students should be protesting against Hamas, as well as the impact of Israel's conduct. Emily Forgash is a student at Columbia University, where the demonstrations began. Speaking to Times Radio, she said protests have long been a part of Columbia's culture.
An encampment demonstration popped up on Columbia's campus the same day that the president of our university was testifying in front of Congress. The following day, Thursday, the president authorized the New York Police Department to come onto campus and sweep the campus, and they ended up arresting over 100 individuals, many of which were students, who also were then suspended.
And a British man is in intensive care and has had several fingers reattached after being attacked by a shark on the Caribbean island of Tobago. A local official said the 64-year-old was attacked by a bull shark just 10 metres off the shore. There's more on all of these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal, to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.